Om Shanti. So I'm sure all of you are quite knowledgeful soul. So I will ask few of you some questions and let us see what you are giving the answer. Nancy, come pick up the microphone. How valuable is the present time? What is the value of the present time?
How many words?
Huh?
How many words? Extremely valuable. Will that do? Yeah?
So why this is valuable time?
Time is very short.
This is a very valuable period.
During this time, especially now, but during the time of the confluence age, we are creating the qualities and the abilities to take us through the whole cycle.
Mm-hmm.
If not now, then never.
Anything else?
That's pretty good.
So many values of Sangam Yuga. Sangam Yuga.
There's a few people here. Because only at this time do we know Baba. Only at this time do we know ourselves, actually. And only at this time do we know time, the cycle, everything. We know all the secrets at this time.
Okay. Now, soon, come. What are the treasures that we have at this time of Sangam Yuga? Imperishable treasures.
Baba, jewels of knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah.
All his powers.
Yes, powers.
Mm.
Thoughts.
Body is perishable.
Huh?
Body is perishable.
Body.
But it's important for...
Body is...
It's perishable.
Imperishable.
Perishable.
Treasure. Power says breath.
Oh, yes.
Not body, but breath.
Breath, yeah.
Breath. What else?
Breath, time, knowledge, virtue, powers.
Elevated karma.
Yeah.
Blessings.
Yeah.
Blessings we can receive at this time.
Mm.
Our words also can.
Thoughts, words, our connection, relationship, all these have to be very elevated. Not the slightest negativity always.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is Anna, no? Come. So how should we use our time? Or how we waste our time? How do we waste our time?
I can tell you how I waste my time. I don't know how one wastes their time.
How people waste their time? Brahmins.
I think thinking of others, looking at others.
Eating, sleeping.
I think eating and sleeping is right if you do it in the right consciousness.
They waste their time in cooking.
Waste the time in cooking? If you have a good consciousness, it's not wasted.
Yeah, if it is not in Karma Yuga stage.
Yeah, then everything is wasted, no?
Yeah, we can waste our time looking at others, thinking about others, talking about others.
Yeah.
Okay. I will see.
I'm sure there are many, much more.
Om Shanti. Everybody would like to be successful in life. And success in a Brahman sense, because in worldly sense, success we'll say somebody is successful because he has got lots of wealth, lots of property, whatever business or something he is doing is very successful. But in fact, according to our Brahman life, success is to achieve our aim. Because whatever we are doing, our aim is to be all virtuous, completely viceless, non-violent, 16 celestial degrees complete. So when we have achieved our goal, and which means we are jnani, yogi, dharana, everything, our all four subjects are very good. So in order to be successful, we have to use each and every treasure that we have received in a worthwhile way. Because sometimes we waste our time. We waste our time in doing unnecessary tasks. Especially, mothers, they are so much used to do everything, household work. And even if the children are grown up, they take their responsibility to look after their things, especially in the West, no? Children might be staying outside, teenager or youngsters, but every weekend they will dump the basket of dirty clothes to the mom and say, "Mom, will you please wash for me and iron and give me next week?" So they come every weekend to collect the basket of clothes. And because Asian mothers, they are so much used to do each and everything. And some of them are really so much obsessive. Keep on cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. Ironing, ironing, ironing. There should not be a single crease. So, it's good to be nice and accurate, but to waste the time, we should see that we are not wasting our time in cleaning or household work. Because I know one of the Fiji mother, she had two of her children, two nephews. So she will do cooking three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, washing the dishes all the time, washing their clothes of the all children, then ironing them, folding them, everything. Then clean the front and backyard. Then after cooking, cleaning, shopping, everything, whenever she had time, she will go to her husband's shop to help him. So she never had any time for Amrit Vela or Murli. So even if seniors used to go to her place, she will not be able to many times sit, so won't even invite seniors. So the thing is, sometimes this lack of balance of self-service and doing laukik and alaukik and all is not there, which means people waste their time. But if we use our time in a worthwhile way, the result will be we will be claiming the kingdom full time. means beginning of golden age. Kingdom, claiming the kingdom. I'm not talking just to come into golden age, yes, many will come. But to claim the kingdom, as much as we utilize our breath in a worthwhile way, then what will happen? We will remain always healthy in golden age. Use your body in a worthwhile way, or breath in a worthwhile way. As much as we are able to imbibe jnana and become sensible, then what will happen? By being jnani here and sensible here or wise here, because jnana will help us to become wise. And if we become wise here, we will not need ministers in golden age. Now, with meditation, we are receiving powers. Now, sometimes we are not using them also in a worthwhile way. So, if we use them in a worthwhile way, we will be always successful. As much as we imbibe all the virtues, what will happen? We will become embodiment of virtues in golden age. And we will be praised and worshipped as deities in golden age. And we will be praised until the end of Iron Age. Even now, deities are worshipped and praised. So, imbibing virtues. So, what we need in order to be successful is we need faith in one and strength from one. So more we have faith in Shiv Baba, we will be successful. Because it is said, faith in the intellect brings success. So I should have faith in myself, Baba, and knowledge, drama. Because if I have faith, I won't have many questions. What, why, how, etc. So in order to be successful, we need to be determined. So do everything with that determination and not leave it halfway. Because sometimes some people are doubtful. It will happen or not. When there is doubt, naturally there will be failure. Result also will be doubtful. So as we have that faith and determination that I want to do it and follow through, then naturally we will be successful. Now Baba always talks to us, follow Father. So whatever words I am speaking, because sometimes we waste our words also. In the sense, some people talk too much. Or even when they give jnana, so rather than giving course for 45 minutes as it is scheduled. They keep on talking 2 hours, 3 hours. It means they wasted their time and the students' time also. And also Baba always says, feel the pulse of those people who you are giving jnana. It's no point giving jnana to somebody who is not interested in jnana. But we have to see that they are interested in jnana. Then keep giving. And this is the time to do elevated karma. Because karma also, we have to see that whatever is necessary, we do it. Because nowadays, there are so many facilities. In the old days, at least in India, we had to stand long in queue, railway queue, to buy ticket or pass, because we have monthly pass or yearly pass or 6 monthly pass or quarterly pass, so that we can travel in the train as many times you want with that train pass. Nowadays, everything done on computer. Book everything by internet, whether it's a plane, train, whatever it is. So when that facility is there, who will go to the office to buy ticket? Or when agents are there, why we should worry about running around here and there? So that's where we have to see that we are not wasting our energy, physical energy, and something that is not useful or we can avoid. Because shopping also nowadays, internet shopping. You don't need to even go for shopping. You can buy from here things from America. So that's why these modern facilities we should be using. Then we have to keep in mind that we have to follow Father. Because Baba had been a good example for us. So as much as we follow Him, we will be able to utilize our every time, money, energy, everything in a worthwhile way. Because so far we were following social system. Whatever society was saying, whatever was our family tradition, we kept on doing that. And we thought that is very essential. Our ancestors have started something which is very useful and wise. So we were following them. But now we have become Brahman. So we have to see that we are following Mother, Father. So as much as we are saving our all this imperishable treasure, because many times Baba says, okay, budget your everything. Treasures, just as economically we budget everything and you use it accordingly. In the same way, budget everything. Save everything. Saving scheme. And accumulate rather than waste. Now, as much as we use godly sanskars in a worthwhile way, then our old negative sanskars will finish. because we should not be holding on to our old sanskars. Many times we keep on holding our old sanskars and not let them go. And so Baba says, die from your old sanskars. We have come here to die alive. So I should not think that, okay, I'm Buddhist or Christian or Islamic, Muslim or something, but now I'm Brahman. I should not think that this is my culture. Being whichever country, we say, oh, American culture is like this, or Australian culture is like this, or British culture is like this. No. Whatever good is there in their culture, we should accept it, adopt it. But our main culture is now Brahman culture. Our main sanskar should be Brahman sanskars. So we should use them in a worthwhile way. So Baba always says, minimum expenditure and maximum result. So we have to see that whatever we are spending, our imperishable treasures, we are economizing. And we have to see that the result is maximum. So we have found Baba, the truth, and Baba is giving us true knowledge, true guidance. So in that true guidance, there are royal manners. So our speech, our activity, our thinking, everything should be royal. And not carry on old style. And in our life, we will have to face storms, obstacles, challenges, no doubt. In bhakti, they think if you are holding God's hand, everything should go smoothly. No problem should come. God can do anything. But no, we know we will have to face challenges. But amongst challenges, we have to be careful that we have to have faith that I am holding Baba's hand and the boat of truth will shake. But not drown. And so as much as we have that faith, then we will not feel hopeless or that I may fail or something. So as much as we are receiving blessings from others, because as we serve them, as we bring happiness to people, we'll be receiving blessing from them. So we have to see that we are collecting blessings, and that blessing also will help us to be successful. Because as you know, Dadi many times says that whatever I have reached my stage is blessing of Brahman, blessing of Baba, and my effort. All the three are helping. So we have to see that we are doing as much as possible to get blessings from others. And always remember that success is my birthright. So, once we remember success is my birthright, we will never have doubt. Because we are Baba's children. As soon as we are born, Baba has given us this birthright. So in order to receive success in service, Baba says, do service, three types of service at the same time. Thoughts, words and action. Serve at the same time. And whatever activities we do, keep Baba as our companion. Or remind yourself, I am Shiv Shakti. Once Baba is our companion, there should not be any fear. There should not be any doubt. And Shakti means you are powerful. Powerful means successful. So once we have faith in Rama, we will not waste our time in questioning what, why, how, when, etc. And we will be always having this awareness, nothing new. Because Brahma is preordained, everything is happening according to preordained Brahma. And that awareness will help us to go beyond any questions. And in order to save our time, what we have to do, learn how to bring expansion into essence. We should have that art of expanding whenever we need, essenceful whenever we need. Because some people, not only they expand a lot, but keep on repeating. The sanskars are, keep on repeating. So naturally, if you are keeping on repeating, it will take, waste your time. And if you can give something in two sentences, no need to speak 20 sentences. So you are saving your words, saving your time and others' time. Whatever we are doing, Baba has set all system. Because as we see yajna, Baba started yajna 80 years ago. And whatever system he started, we have carried on until now. So when Rama Baba became avyakt, Dadi Prakashmani carried on the same tradition. Baba's children are coming, Brahman come, they are welcome. When they are going, there we say goodbye. When we share gift with everybody, whatever number there is. Because in Shantivan, as you know, there will be minimum 5,000 to 20,000 people. But everybody gets gift every time they come to Madhuman. So Baba has set all the system. If we follow that system, there is always success. So what we have to pay attention is remain light. Have instrument consciousness. Because if I have consciousness, I am doing something, I become heavy. But if I have awareness, Baba is Karavanhar, I am Karanhar. I remain light, naturally my yoga is good. I am accumulating lots of powers, and those powers will help me to be successful. Whatever task we are doing, we have to see that we maintain zeal and enthusiasm. Then we will not feel tired. Because if you are doing under force, under tension, under worry, you will become tired soon and you may not be successful. But if you are light, easy, yogi, there will be no tiredness and success will be there. As you know, there is a song, the one who has God as his companion, the storms will not affect them. So always keep Baba as our companion. Storms will come, we will be still crossing those storms. And whatever task I am doing, I should have that aim. I must do it now. Because aim is there. So I should not keep on postponing, saying, oh, I'll do later on, etc. Because I remember many mothers in the early days, they used to say, oh, when my children grown up, I'll do a lot of service. So then when their children grown up, got married, husband and wife working, so mother has to do everything, especially minding grandchildren. So grandmother is busy. And secondly, those who were saying, oh, when everything is okay, I'll come regularly to a class and do a lot of service. When they become old, they say, oh, there is a pain in my knee. Oh, the trains are very crowded. Especially Mumbai traffic, as you know. Trains so crowded, buses also so much queue and rushing and pushing and all. So especially Brahmins are not very rich. They can't afford to have in India car to run around from home to the center. So they say, oh, trains are so crowded, I'm afraid I may break my bone or somebody may push me down, etc. So the thing is, those who keep on postponing, they may not be able to do it. That's why the slogan, now or never, should apply to all of us. Because if we don't do now, we may not be able to do. So that's how we have to pay attention and remind ourselves that time is valuable. Baba has been warning us. So as much as we are receiving blessings from others, because as we serve them, as we bring happiness to people, we'll be receiving blessing from them. So we have to see that we are collecting blessings, and that blessing also will help us to be successful. Because as you know, Dadi many times says that whatever I have reached my stage is blessing of Brahman, blessing of Baba, and my effort. All the three are helping. So we have to see that we are doing as much as possible to get blessings from others. And always remember that success is my birthright. So once we remember success is my birthright, we will never have doubt, because we are Baba's children. As soon as Baba, we are born, Baba has given us this birthright. So in order to receive success in service, Baba says, do service, three types of service at the same time. Thoughts, words and action. Serve at the same time. And whatever activities we do, keep Baba as our companion. Or remind yourself, I am Shiv Shakti. Once Baba is our companion, there should not be any fear. There should not be any doubt. And Shakti means you are powerful. Powerful means successful. So once we have faith in Rama, we will not waste our time in questioning what, why, how, when, etc. And we will be always having this awareness, nothing new. Because Brahma is preordained, everything is happening according to preordained Rama. And that awareness will help us to go beyond any questions. And in order to save our time, what we had to do, learn how to bring expansion into essence. We should have that art of expanding whenever we need, essenceful whenever we need. Because some people, not only they expand a lot, but keep on repeating. The sanskars are, keep on repeating. So naturally, if you are keeping on repeating, it will take, waste your time. And if you can give something in two sentences, no need to speak 20 sentences. So you are saving your words, saving your time and others' time. Whatever we are doing, Baba has set all system. Because as we see yajna, Baba started yajna 80 years ago. And whatever system he started, we have carried on until now. So when Brahma Baba became avyakt, Dadi Prakashmani carried on the same tradition. Baba's children are coming, Brahman come, they are welcome. When they are going, there we say goodbye. When we share gift with everybody, whatever number there is. Because in Shantivan, as you know, there will be minimum 5,000 to 20,000 people. But everybody gets gift every time they come to Madhuman. So Baba has set all the system. If we follow that system, there is always success. So what we have to pay attention is remain light. Have instrument consciousness. Because if I have consciousness, I am doing something, I become heavy. But if I have awareness, Baba is Karavanhar, I am Karanhar. I remain light, naturally my yoga is good. I am accumulating lots of powers, and those powers will help me to be successful. Whatever task we are doing, we have to see that we maintain zeal and enthusiasm. Then we will not feel tired. Because if you are doing under force, under tension, under worry, you will become tired soon and you may not be successful. But if you are light, easy, yogi, there will be no tiredness and success will be there. As you know, there is a song. The one who has God as his companion, the storms will not affect them. So always keep Baba as our companion. Storms will come. We will be still crossing those storms. And whatever task I am doing, I should have that aim. I must do it now. Because aim is there. So I should not keep on postponing, saying, I'll do later on, etc. Because I remember many mothers in the early days, they used to say, when my children grown up, I will do a lot of service. So, then when their children grown up, got married, husband and wife working, so mother has to do everything, especially minding grandchildren. So grandmother is busy. And secondly, those who were saying, when everything is okay, I'll come regularly to a class and do a lot of service. And they become old, they say, there is a pain in my knee. The trains are very crowded. Especially Mumbai traffic, as you know. Train so crowded, bus is also so much queue and rushing and pushing and all. So especially Brahmins are not very rich, they can't afford to have in India car to run around from home to the center. So they say, trains are so crowded, I'm afraid I may break my bone or somebody may push me down, etc. So the thing is, those who keep on postponing, they may not be able to do it. That's why the slogan, now or never, should apply to all of us. Because if we don't do now, we may not be able to do. So that's how we have to pay attention and remind ourselves that time is valuable. Baba has been warning us, be ever ready. And so I cannot keep on postponing things. And I should be using everything in my worthwhile way. So Gyan dwells also as much as we have value. We will not miss Murli. Or whilst listening to Murli, we will not be thinking about this and that and everything. We will focus on those valuable jewels of Murli. And money also. Because we have to be economical in money. In the sense, it's a use everything for Baba's service rather than lokics. Because if we are using our money for our lokics, naturally, it will be karmic account, clearing or creating. And so, we have to really see how much we are responsible to provide it to our lokics. Otherwise, we should use it for alaukik purpose only. Now, in order to have powerful yoga, naturally what we will have to do is disinterest in the old world. So as much as we have disinterest in the old world, we will be able to renounce. Our intellect will not be pulled by those. So our tapasya will be deep. So we have to see that our intellect is not pulled by material things. Because so far we were materialistic, but now Baba has made us spiritual. So that's why we had to really pay attention that everything is going to finish. We should create disinterest in the old world.